Mark your calendar for the 18th of March. It's a one-night-only event at the SCA, the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. My next guest here to talk about, well, what he will be presenting, NPR's Snap Judgment comedian, James Judd. James on the line. Good morning to you, James.
Hi.
I'm glad that you are here, coming soon to our West Michigan, described as a recurring storyteller on the acclaimed radio show Snap Judgment, can be heard at festivals across the nation, and you're described like David Sedaris on a pot of coffee. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your success, James. What before I get into the details that you'll present at 8 o'clock on March 18th, let's have you describe what you are as a storyteller.
Well, all of my stories are true autobiographical stories, and they lean toward the funny side. And in fact, pretty much it's all funny. And you know, just they're just funny stories about myself, but also told in a way that I think many different people can relate to.
Great. When did you know, James, that you kind of were a storyteller and you needed to take this seriously?
Well, I had been a stand-up comic in my 20s after a stint with the Groundlings Theater in Los Angeles. And then I gave that up and became a criminal defense attorney in New Hampshire. And then upon returning to California, I started to tell stories. It was a very sort of a new thing that was happening, the idea of getting up on stage and telling a story rather than telling a series of jokes. And I thought it was interesting. I'd seen a few storytelling shows. So I got together some friends who were comedians or people who wanted to tell a story and put up a show in San Francisco. And it ended up running for about a year. And by that time, about the time it ended, the movement was beginning to grow, and I realized that it was something unique that I wanted to continue doing and pursuing.
That's great. Let's talk about a story or two. Again, they're personal to you? Are they a description like David Sedaris on a pot of coffee basically sums it up, but is there a theme? Do you touch our hearts?
Well, I hope that I touch people's hearts, but I do it in a very gentle, non-manipulative sort of way. I used to say that my stories were always poignancy-free because that's what I preferred. I'm not a real fan of the sort of stories that are funny, 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 and then in the last minute they try to make you cry. I really don't want anyone to cry at my shows. So I stick with the funny, but definitely there are some recurring themes that will run throughout the night that will tie the stories together. And I think that when you put all the stories together, the whole is much greater than the sum of its parts. So I hope that there'll be a little gentle, heart-touching, but nothing too invasive.
It's nice. James, you're a former member of the L.A.-based improv group and Saturday Night Live training ground, the Groundlings. Again, is this the natural next step in your career, working with as the star of NPR Snap Judgment?
Well, that was almost 30 years ago that I was a member of the Groundlings. So there's been quite a few different levels in between the Groundlings and here, but it's definitely an evolution, and I draw upon many years of experiences both as an improviser and an actor and a comic and even as an attorney to create stories that really will come to life in front of an audience. Definitely performing with Snap Judgment is the high point of my career because we're performing in enormous venues for many thousands of people at a time, and often the shows are filmed. So that's very, very exciting, and I love being a part of a movement that just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know where it's headed, but it's very exciting.
That's great. James Judd with us again, coming to Saugatuck Center of the Arts on behalf of their March 18th, 8 p.m. performance, 269-857-2399 or SC, the number 4A. org for tickets, NPR's Snap Judgment comedian James Judd. So what will you present to a West Michigan audience, James?
I am doing all of my very favorite and most popular NPR stories. So for me, this is very exciting because the whole show is just the things that I love to perform the most and that the audiences love the most. I think it's going to be hilarious from beginning to end. And, it's exciting for me. I hope it'll be exciting for the audience. But to get to get up and do all of my favorites is a real treat.
Oh, this is great. Well, how do we find out more about you, James?
Well, you can certainly tune into Snap Judgment at snapjudgment.org. And the show is live once a week, but it's also syndicated. And there are YouTube videos of many of my Snap performances on YouTube under Snap Judgment Films. And I have a website, jamesbjudd.com, B as in Brian. And I recently published a book of all of my favorite NPR stories called Now I Know. That's available on Amazon or Kindle. And the best way to get to know more about me is to come down to the theater on March 18th and see the show. You will have a really, really good time. You're in the hands of a real professional. It's nothing to be afraid of. There's no audience participation where I'm going to grab any person out of the audience, or certainly I don't pick on anybody in the audience. So nobody has to be afraid to sit in the front row. It's going to be great.
That's nice, James. Well, thanks for saying that, because some of us don't like to play for sitting in the front row. James Judd.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. And that's one of the reasons why I always started writing stories about myself.
Interesting.
But myself as a victim and myself as a person who messed up, because I'm not out to criticize other people or to pick on other people. That's not my thing. I am as far away from being an insult comic as you could possibly get. So it just sort of naturally developed that way, that by turning the focus on myself, not only, turned out to be something that was really interesting, but it avoided any of the sort of things I don't like to see as an audience member.
Yeah, you speak for many. Humorist James Judd, yes, we'll be seeing you very shortly on the 18th day of March, 8 o'clock. Those tickets again, 269-857-2399. Travel safely and continue your good work on NPR Snap Judgment.
Thank you so much.